For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This episode of the Power Rankings Show is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all of your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for football, basketball, baseball, boxing, golf, and more. Bet Online continues to be the fastest and the easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games that are available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts.
And that, of course, is the voice of @Marcus_Mosher. This is the Power Rankings Show, aka the Power Rankings Podcast. We're on the Brinks TV and on the Believe Network, and we thank the good folks at Bet Online for sponsoring our podcast. And I've been informed that I need to like get with it and not, you know, dilly dally too long, tell a bunch of NFL history stories or any of that stuff, because Marcus is part of the nativity scene tonight at his church.
And you bet.
It's a big acting performance. What kind of preparation have you done?
I'm a wise guy, wise men at my nativity. So, you know, just a lot of like doing this kind of stuff, you know, I'm ready.
You're ready. All right. Are you ready for the game tonight? I mean, you got to cover this game.
Yeah.
It's a big game for Seattle. I don't know how big a game this is for Dallas, because at this point, I don't know that they're catching Philadelphia, but I guess it's a big game for Dallas. I feel like it's bigger for the Seahawks.
I would agree. I think for Dallas, it's just about trying to get a win and just stay alive in the NFC East, that, you know, playoff race. But for Seattle, in a lot of ways, this is their season with games still at San Francisco next week. They play home against Philly the following week. You can't afford to lose a third straight game.
No, 2 weeks ago, I thought after Seattle beat Washington, I thought for sure our wild card teams were going to be Seattle and Minnesota along with Dallas. And now I'm not so sure. So let's talk spread, total, all the goodies for tonight's game.
We've got the Seahawks at the Cowboys. The Cowboys are 9-point favorites in this game.
I'm not surprised by that line. It's probably a little higher than I would have liked. Maybe I could have dealt with the 7 or 7.5. 9 seems maybe slightly high, but given the way Dallas has played at home and the way Geno Smith has played since injuring his tricep against the Rams a couple of weeks ago, they look terrible. But the season is on the line for this football team, so I still have a hard time picking the Seahawks to cover this. I'm definitely picking the Cowboys to win.
I'm going to take Seattle to cover because, I mean, you just mentioned they're going to be the more desperate team. I think the Cowboys, it wouldn't surprise me if the Cowboys are maybe looking ahead a little bit to their next week's matchup against Philadelphia. I think this is going to be a typical Pete Carroll game and where he can muck it up a little bit, keep it close going into the fourth quarter. And maybe the Cowboys just have to put a, you know, put a drive together to seal the game. But I am taking Seattle plus nine here. That's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points. I think I this is a walkaway game for me. This is not one that I want to bet on. That's for sure. Or I wouldn't want you guys out there to bet on. I think I would take the Cowboys to cover if I had to. And you know, put me to it. I'm a little worried about Dallas's pass rush against Seattle. This is a game Seattle's got to run the ball at least 20 times, man. Yep. Run it right into the heart. I'm not liking it. Not liking it. Let's talk. Let's talk the Titans game. Oh, boy. Yeah. What a terrible segue.
Colts at Titans. Colts are a 1-point favorite on the road.
Boy, the Colts really need this game. They really do. They're in prime position to drive for that wild card spot. But I worry about this game. I could easily see Tennessee rising up and beating them at home. It seems like every time the Colts are about to kind of to pull out and show us something, they seem to drop a game like this. Am I crazy?
No, I'm right there with you. No Jonathan Taylor this week. He had thumb surgery. It remains to be seen how long he's out for. This is a tough spot for Gardner Minshew. So I'm going to take the Titans to win out right here.
I think I am too. You know, I just in Will Levis has had, you know, a few starts now under his belt. You'd think he would improve here. I hate it, though, because I'd like to see the Colts make a move. But yeah, I'm taking Tennessee. By the way, this shouldn't be a very high total on this game.
42.5.
That's about exactly where it should be. So I would not bet on the over under, but take Tennessee to win.
Next one, Chargers at Patriots. The Chargers are 5.5-point favorites on the road.
This is another game where why even bother? I mean, because if you're, I mean, let's look at both sides of it. If you're betting on the Chargers to win, why? What? How do you trust, of all the teams that you can't trust in the league, this might be at the top of the list. And then the Patriots have been awful. Home, away, does it really matter? Where the Patriots have played, they've been awful.
So it looks like we're going to get Bailey Zappe starting at quarterback this week for the Patriots, who is somehow way worse than Mac Jones. I feel like this is a game that Brandon Staley has to win to save his job.
That, he said that last week.
I know. Hey, he was cover. At least somewhat competitive.
They didn't cover.
That's true.
You got that one wrong.
We're going to go with it again. I'm taking the Chargers -5.5.
You know what? I will go with you on this one, but this is another game I stay away. It seems like every week, the first four or five games, other than maybe the total, I tell all you guys stay away. I don't know what it is about. Maybe it's because they're early window games in the Thursday night game, and I always seem to be more decisive about the later games. But again, another game that the total I don't think should be that high, but I have no idea what I would want to bet on that either. So,
All right. The next one, it's my lock of the week. It's the Denver Broncos against the Houston Texans. The Broncos are 3.5-point underdogs in this game, and I love them in this spot.
Yeah, I'll take the Broncos to cover, the Texans to win. Some of this is want to on my part because I really would like to see Houston do it and make the playoffs. And this is another game, kind of like the Colts, that they really need. It doesn't it all really fall on the Broncos' defense? Doesn't it feel like that?
So wait,
you know their offense is going to put up 30. You know that's not going
to
happen.
You don't want the Broncos to make the playoffs?
I'd rather the Texans make the playoffs.
Very nice of you to say that.
Yes. Yes.
Texans, a couple injury updates. Tank Dell missed the last couple of days with a calf injury. It seems like he's going to play, but might be a little bit banged up. No Dalton Schultz this week, it seems like, with an injury as well.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
That hurts. Either way, I don't think the Texans should be favored by 3.5. So if you're betting on this game, take the Broncos all the way. I'm picking Houston to win straight up.
All right, next
one. I'm with you, I guess, really, in terms of the betting angle.
Yeah. Dolphins, Commanders, Dolphins, 9.5-point favorites here on the road.
You know, Washington has still managed to generate a pass rush even without Chase Young. But, and I know this is a really big spread, but Washington's been really bad. Now, I know they've had a lot of rest, but so did Miami. Miami played the next day. Yeah. So is how do you put faith in the Commanders? Sell me on the Commanders covering this.
I mean, that's a big spread for a home dog on a team that leads the NFL in passing yards, right? In the Commanders. I think there's a chance that maybe they're able to throw and just keep this close. We should mention Jalen Phillips, the top pass rusher for Miami, tore his Achilles. Obviously, he's out for the year. I just won't be surprised if at home, now that the Commanders, you know, fired a couple coaches, if that, you know, it's that new coach theory and all of a sudden they have a nice win here.
Yeah, another game I wouldn't bet on if I were you guys out there. By the way, when you said big spread, I mean, you literally sounded like me when I tell my dog, that's a big yawn for such a little guy. It's exactly what you sounded like.
9.5 points at when you're a 9.5 point dog at home, can you keep this, you know, within a touchdown? I think they can.
You can. You want to put your money on that? I don't think so. Next up, I'm taking Miami, by the way, to win straight up. I assume you are as well.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Next one. The Atlanta Falcons playing against the New York Jets. The Falcons are 2.5 point road favorites.
Yeah, I will take the Jets to win this game outright. I know the Jets have been bad. But I think they'll get a little bit better play from the quarterback. I do not believe in the Falcons. Every time the Falcons have gotten a big win this season, it seems like they come right back and lose a game. I just don't think they're that good. They can run Bijan all day for all I care. I think the Jets win this game.
Did you see Tim Boyle's college stats? Did you see that little graphic that the Amazon Prime put up?
No.
So during his career at UConn, he threw one touchdown and 13 interceptions, went undrafted, but apparently had a really good workout at UConn's pro day, and that's how he got signed by the Packers.
Okay. That's right. If you want to base your pick on Tim Boyle's pro day or
no, I'm taking the Jets with you. College
experience. Yeah. Okay. All that. So we got the Jets to cover this.
Yeah.
And win outright.
Yeah. Cool. Lions, Saints. Lions are 4-point road favorites, and I love them here.
Yeah, this is a rebound game for them. Would I like this better if it was only 3? Yes.
Of course.
Well, you always say to people, hey, kind of watch the line as it goes throughout the week. Tomorrow, if this creeps down to -3, then absolutely jump all over it. I still like it at -4. I don't love it as much as Marcus does, but this is a highly motivated team. You've got to think right now. And the Saints haven't gotten very good quarterback play. The Saints, this has been a wonky season, just like last year. For this group, I feel like they're playing. I guess this is why you're hearing so much talk about Dennis Allen from Saints fans, is Saints fans feel like their team is playing under their talent level, and it's hard to disagree with them there. In other words, I don't think that's just fans being spoiled.
The Saints gave up over 200 yards rushing last week, and now you get the Lions coming off 10 days rest with a fully healthy
offensive line.
Yeah.
Good running backs. You bet. And probably wanting to not put so much on Jared Goff, given that he's had a lot of giveaways the last 2 weeks against the Bears and the Packers.
Last 1 o'clock game, it's the Cardinals at the Steelers. So the Cardinals got that little bit of the time disadvantage here, having to play 1 o'clock on the East Coast. Couple of things with the Cardinals really quickly. Zach Ertz was released today. Seems like he might be going back to Philadelphia. Trey McBride, not likely to play in this game with a groin injury. Neither is Hollywood Brown.
Well, I'm going to guess the spread is Pittsburgh 7.5.
It's only 5.5.
Yeah, take that all day. I'll take Pittsburgh all day. I watched Arizona last week. You know, I called you out for getting one wrong. I got the Cardinals badly wrong against the Rams. Man, they were shuffling in guys that, they are just not a full football team right now.
And
they're going on the road. Sure, they'll be motivated to play well, but Pittsburgh's defense, the only way the Cardinals are going to be able to compete is if Kyler Murray plays schoolyard ball with these guys, runs around out of the pocket and makes a lot of plays. And maybe he can do that, but without Hollywood Brown, what receivers on the Cardinals scare you? If you're Pittsburgh, sweet. Take Pittsburgh all day with this.
All right, next one. Carolina Panthers.
I assume, what's your pick? You didn't... Okay.
Yeah, Carolina Panthers at Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bucs are 5.5 point favorites, and I'm taking Carolina to cover that spread. New coach theory?
You know what? I'm going to go with you on this. But I don't think Carolina wins the game. I think this is one of those games the Bucks don't play very well. And actually, I think Baker probably gets them in position because, you know, last couple of years, Carolina's defense did show a lot of signs of playing well. They had some good players on that side of the ball. But, I mean, when your offense gives you absolutely nothing, I don't care how, you know, it just becomes hard. You become fatigued. Yeah. And I think that's, you know, if that happens again this week and they're fatigued and Baker Mayfield can take advantage at the end of the game, plus Tampa's at home, but I don't like the 5.5-point spread. So I'm with you on that. Let's talk total on this.
it's low. 37.
I think that might be too low, man. I wouldn't go under that. I wouldn't.
Okay. All right. So I'm not betting the over, though. There's no way.
I wouldn't bet the over either, but don't take, you know how I love to take the unders. I'm not taking the under on that.
All right. Our game of the week, it's the San Francisco 49ers at the Philadelphia Eagles. Do you want to guess this spread? Now, it's moved a little bit, but do you want to guess the spread here?
Well, you and I talked about this offline, but you weren't surprising me. I mean, Marcus usually doesn't tell me any spreads whatsoever, but every once in a while when one is interesting, we talk about it on the phone, or I think we actually talked about it in our last podcast because the 49ers are favored and I had Philadelphia as my number one team. Kind of expected to this for a number of reasons. Philadelphia dilly-dallies every single game. As you pointed out, they haven't blown out anybody. San Francisco's looked amazing the last 2 weeks. They've looked like the best team in football. And San Francisco has a lot to prove from last year's championship game. But I also think Philadelphia does too, because I know firsthand how angry Eagles fans get at people saying, well, they beat the 49ers because the 49ers didn't have a quarterback. They were already winning that game, and the way their quarterback got hurt was not fluky. It was on a Hassan Reddick pass rush. So I think the Eagles are going to be as motivated as the Niners. That's a long way of saying that I think the 49ers are only going to be favored by 3 or 2.5 here. No way it's 3.5.
But it's 3 on the road. That is a surprising. It's the first time that a team that's been 10 and 1 or better has been a 3-point favorite at home in NFL history. It's pretty
shocking. 3-point underdog.
Underdog at home. I'm taking
Philly.
I'm taking Philly as well. Give me the Philly and the points. I mean, is there a chance that this ends up being like a 27-24 game and you lose and Philly loses? Sure, but at least you push. I'm taking Philly in the points.
I'm taking Philly 26-24 to win outright. Are you taking the Eagles to win or are you just taking them to cover here?
I'm taking the Eagles.
What's the total on this game? Because this is an interesting number to me.
47.5.
I wouldn't go under that. I tell you what, if I was going to do one or the other, I'd actually go over. I know the 49ers pass rush looks really fearsome right now, but that Eagles offensive line, when it counts, plays really well. And I worry about the Niners corners against Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, man. Jalen Hurts looked like he ran a little bit better last week. You know, he's been playing with a banged up knee. What do you think here?
I think I'd take the under. I think we're going to get like a 23-21 type of game.
I disagree with you, but I kind of disagree with you there. But I wouldn't bet on the total. To be honest, I would bet on the spread if you're going to bet on this game and take the Eagles. Okay, next up.
Yeah, I mean, maybe our best quarterback matchup of the week. We've got two Super Bowl MVPs against each other. We've got Joe Flacco against Matt Stafford. Can't wait to see which one of these quarterbacks is elite. The Rams are 3.5-point favorites at home.
Let me just say something here. This is a sneaky, super important game. If you're a fan and you're looking at the schedule, you're not looking at this game. You're like, Browns, Rams. I could care less. The Troy Hill Bowl. But remember that one podcast where we spent like 5 minutes talking about whether that was a good move? Remember?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to bring it back. I've been bringing back our greatest not hits, like the Derek Carr discussion.
Yes.
So Cleveland's 7-4 right now. I know you think they're probably going to miss the playoffs, but this game's absolutely huge because it is a winnable game. The Rams are not world beaters. For the Rams, the Rams are now, 5-6?
Five and six.
This is a game where they win it, they're right in it for the wild card, especially with Seattle playing Dallas. So in my mind, this is as big as any playoff matchup other than obviously 49ers Eagles, which is determines what number one seed possibly.
I think that, by the way, I think this game is more important for the Rams than it is the Browns, because you mentioned how I'm not sure that the Browns aren't going to make the playoffs. They already have 7 wins. Even if they lose this one on the road, they play Jacksonville.
Waffle.
Well, listen.
Waffle so much.
Because something changed. They play Jacksonville at home next week. Mm-hmm. Let's say they lose both. Now they've got to win 3 of their last 4. Listen to their last 4 games. Okay. Home against the Bears. At the Texans. That's a tough game. Home against the Jets. At the Bengals. All of a sudden, that Bengals game is going to be basically an automatic win because of what's going on there.
So let's say they go 2-2 over the last 4. And they have the two losses here. They're still 9-8. They're still 9-8, right?
Yeah. So you have a chance even at 9-8 to get in.
Yeah. I'm going to take the Rams. I think Joe Flacco is actually going to acquit himself well, but I think his first win for the Browns will be at home. I'll take the Rams here to win the game outright. This spread scares me. I don't like the 3.5. I walk away from this all day. How can you predict what Joe Flacco is going to be? It's really hard to gauge how good the Rams are going to be when they were playing the Cardinals last week.
I'm comfortable taking the Rams -3.5 here. I'm glad you are. Yeah, the Browns have a bunch of injuries on their offensive line. Flacco was a disaster at the end of the year for the Jets. I'm taking the Rams -3.5. Let's go to our Sunday night football game. It's the Chiefs at the Packers. What do you think this spread should be?
Excuse me. I think the Chiefs should still be favored. I do, but not by much. I would favor the Chiefs at the most by 3, but I think it's probably 2.5.
Chiefs -6 on the road.
Too high. It's too high. Could I see the Chiefs winning by a touchdown? Of course I could. You know, because if the offense gets going like it did in the second half last week against the Raiders, that's great. But here's the bottom line. Jordan Love has played really good football the last couple of weeks. The Packers are now very much in the wild card race. I mean, a win here, and you have to talk about them as a potential playoff team. You at least have to discuss it or entertain it. And they're at home. And I saw some signs from the Chiefs defense that weren't that good last week. And the team has just not been good enough offensively to mitigate the defense having a drop-off right now. I would take Green Bay at least to cover this. I will take Kansas City to win by a field goal on the road.
I'm with you. I think Green Bay covers it. That's a lot. And, man, you watched the first half of that Raiders-Chiefs game, and I know you did. Things are getting pretty scary for Kansas City for a while. The Raiders missed a field goal that kind of turned some of the momentum, but I still don't trust this Chiefs offense at all. So I'm with you. I'm taking the Packers +6 here at home. Final game, kind of a bummer that we don't get Joe Burrow, but it's the Cincinnati Bengals against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jags are 8.5-point favorites.
Oh, golly. I know it's easy to just say the Jags are a better team and the Bengals are, you know, aren't starting Joe Burrow. And I get that, but the Jags have had a really hard time for me earning a spread like this. Okay.
So I agree with you. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, do I want to bet on the Bengals to cover this? I don't, because I always say the same thing every week. If you don't know anything about what the quarterback's really going to give you, this is going to be a second career start. Find something else to bet on. All you need to do is find one or two games to bet on. You don't need to do anything else. We've already given you a few. If you had to take one or the other, I almost think I'd rather look at the total here than this spread.
Total's 30.5. I don't like Jacksonville maybe as much as other people do. I think they're going to win their division. I could see them being knocked out in the first round, but I watched every play of that Bengals-Steelers game. And I'm not exaggerating, the two biggest offensive plays for the Bengals in that game were both on plays that got tipped at the line of scrimmage that Ja'Marr Chase caught and turned into big gains. That was it. They had, I believe, 20 rushing yards against Pittsburgh. Their offensive line cannot protect at all. I'll take the Jags to get an ugly double-digit win.
I hate it all. I hate the total.
It was a long pause.
I hate it all, but I got to go with you on this. I have to. I'm really trying to oppose you on this one, and I can't. Because honestly, I think the total's about right. Don't you? Don't you think that's a pretty good?
Because
I was kind of hope.
Yeah. Could you see 28 to 10, right?
Yeah, because here's the thing. I have seen the Jags offense be very middling this year.
Yeah.
And so it's not that easy for me to say, oh, yeah, they beat the Bengals 30 to 12 and you cover. I don't know that the Jags put up 30 points. If it's 26 to 10 and they win and you bet the over, you're done. You lost, you know? Yep. I just, if you have to do it, take the Jags with the points there.
All right. Let's run through our games really quickly. Seahawks, Cowboys. I like the Seahawks to cover that spread. You and I both like the Cowboys to win. Actually, I'll take that back. I'm taking the Seahawks to win. Colts, Titans. Titans, yeah. Colts. We both like the Titans to pull off the upset. Chargers, Patriots. I've got no problem at all taking the Chargers -5.5. Elliot just wants to not have exist.
No, look, I'll do it. If you're forcing me, my life depended on it, I'll take the Chargers, just like the Cowboys to cover. I'm just telling y'all to walk away, but I will give a pick. Yeah.
Broncos, Texans. We both like the Broncos to cover that spread. I like the Broncos to win. You like the Texans to win. Dolphins, Commanders. We both like the Dolphins to win. Stay away from that spread. That's a big one. Falcons,
Jets. I had to pick. Yeah.
Falcons, Jets. We both like the Jets just to pull off the upset outright. We like the Lions to beat the Saints and to cover the spread. We like the Steelers to beat the Cardinals and to cover that spread. We think it should be higher than 5.5. Panthers, Bucks. We both like the Panthers to cover the spread, but Tampa Bay to win. 49ers, Eagles. We just like the Eagles to win outright. If you're wanting to bet the spread, take the spread at +3. Browns, Rams. I'm taking the Rams -3.5. Elliot's taking the Rams to win outright. Stay away from the spread. Chiefs, Packers. We both like the Chiefs to win, but the Packers to cover. Bengals, Jags. We both like the Jags to win and cover.
Yeah, I think if I had to pick in terms of, with the Browns injuries, I think I will have to pick the Rams to cover that.
Yeah.
Honestly, the pick that I like the best, I think, is Pittsburgh at home. I know your lock are the Broncos on the road.
Well, Pittsburgh's always a lock for me.
Oh, okay. But I think that's the one that I like the best. There weren't totals that I really loved here, the ones that we talked about. So that would probably be my lock, Arizona at Pittsburgh. But that's my final thought on the picks. What is yours, sir?
We actually just got some breaking news into the show. We have our first ever Monday Night Football Flex, which has never happened before. The NFL has now made it where you can flex Monday Night Football games a couple weeks in advance. We had the Chiefs and Patriots scheduled for a Monday Night Football game in 2 weeks. I don't know how excited you were about that game, Elliot. Instead, now we get Philly against Seattle in Seattle.
Okay. I like that, but I'm telling you, this is such a big game for them. I will tell you one thing about this week's slate of games. They're not awful. We've had a lot worse weeks than this. And a lot of games have serious playoff implications riding on us. That always makes it interesting.
I agree.
Is that all you got? I was really hoping for more about the nativity scene tonight.
I mean, it's just me, Uncle Scott, being wise men. It's going to be great.
Are you doing this can you set the stage for me? Like, are you doing this at the church?
Is this like a special community center? Yeah, we're at the church. We got the manger all set up. We've been decorating for months now. You walk through the nativity, you walk through the rest of the church. It's pretty cool. We got a Bethlehem set up pretty nice in there.
Are you going full robe? I mean,
robe, but I don't know what I'm wearing underneath. That's
all right. Please don't wear your 507s.
I don't even know what 507s are.
Are those like the New Balance shoes? Remember when Ryan Gosling takes Steve Carell's shoes and throws them? And he goes, "Oh, those are your 507s?"
I'll probably be wearing my Crocs.
Lee, come on, man.
The robe is too short. I got sandals. We're good.
All right, please no turquoise Crocs with the robe not long enough. That's the worst. I always hate
hairy legs sticking out.
Yeah, and somebody's wearing their New Balance, and you can totally tell. It just ruins the whole thing. I mean, I need to get into it. I need to know, what I'm watching.
I'll take a picture and we'll post it on the timeline so people can appreciate what a wise guy really looks like.
I wish you could actually grow a real goatee instead of that buzz that you grow.
The best I could do.
All right. Well, if you'd like to hear more about his best analysis, terrible segue on the Cowboys, listen to Locked On Cowboys. They'll be doing a post tonight, right? After Seattle, you and Landon?
Of course.
No, maybe.
Yes, your team every day.
Yeah, there you go. And has a Dynasty podcast on the network as well, although the fantasy season is winding down. He covers the Raiders for USA Today, Raiders Wire, and he writes for the 33rd Team. He is at Marcus_Mosher on Twitter. We thank the good folks at Believe. We thank Courtney and the gang at Brinks TV. And we thank Bet Online. And, of course, all you guys for listening. Charlie Ironcastle, love the message. I'm glad you like me more than Marcus. That was my favorite part about it. And I still want to talk to the guy that said, hey, guys, enjoy the ride a little bit. Y'all are negative for 15 minutes straight. Do you remember that tweet? I enjoyed that one. Yeah, anyway. All right, everybody. Y'all take care.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.